आदितरंगमध्ये कृपामयी त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वंदे नमस्ते चरणं यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय माम चरणं फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हम्बल मिलियंस ऑफ obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Dev, Om Vishnu Parsi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same under the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, I'm very happy today to see at a place so many devotees. For a long time I wanted to meet you all. Especially, this is the first country from India I came. And saw beautiful cows, so many cows. Also so many Indians, what? Indian dynasty of devotees. I met them. People's very simple and humble. I met. So I called it Holy Land. So today I'm very happy. Especially, I want to request that in so many devotees gathering here, in gathering, it may be some wrong thing, knowingly or unwillingly. Understand my...
Yes, willingly.
Anything wrong will be there, unknowingly.
Oh, who are managing? I'm requesting all to not take their
demerit.
Don't be upset. Don't take any offense.
Because they are not so much expert to manage, but still, they are managing. I'm very happy. And request all to help him or them, those who are managing, without any hesitation, that he is not wanting our help or anything. No? You should try to help the managers of this, all these things, without any hesitation. As I saw last year, when he was Sarup, Bhakti Sarup was doing, and all were very happy and taking part in management and everything. Some were bringing so many utensils from market by begging, by donation here, there, all were helping. Then I think that this also class will be very successful, like everywhere. It became so successful, very successful. In America, everywhere, even in Mexico, even in Fiji and New Zealand, everywhere, Australia. So, the same should be. Try to attend my classes, our classes, every day. And look after also managing cooking and everything. First of all, oh, Kirtan, what?
The children are
speaking so loud. No. Let them something. Oh, why not you are coming here? Where is harmonium?
Oh, Suparna.
Suparna. If he is Suparna not coming, then Kuparna. Not Suparna. So Suparna should come to be Suparna. Come near here. And you should begin. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, you should begin. Oh, you should come here, forward. Oh, no, more. They all should come here. I know your friend. Come on, come on.
He's not your old friend, he's a young friend. He's not old.
Who will play? Who will play on harmonium? Who can play on best? Oh, you can play more? Okay, you should come. He can play? Okay. Begin.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti
इसलिए प्रभुपाद जी आए ये बोले और हम लोगों का मिशन क्या है क्यों भजन करना चाहिए ही सुन स्टैंडिंग यू शुड स्टैंड अप हियर और यू कैन कीप योर बैग एनी एंड इफ यू हैव नो बिलीफ यू कैन कीप विथ मी Everything is in your bag. Very good. भजन करने की क्या जरूरत है प्रभुपाद जी क्यों प्रचार करने के लिए आए कितने दयालु थे ये शब्द थोड़ा सा हम लोगों को उज्जीवित करने के लिए He is very senior Vaishnava of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Like, yes, like that. Like Shyamrani, but junior to Shyamrani.
Yes.
Cannot compare to Shyamrani. No, you sir.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj has ordered me, so knowing that even a dumb person can speak, I will be hopefully able to speak just because I'm carrying out the orders of a great personality and Vaishnava like Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami, he came at a very ripe old age with the orders of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and it was only according to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the only inspiration to come to the West to bring the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam was his spiritual master's orders that he had given many, many years ago when the first time he had met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, when Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was still a college student. The purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we will hear more and more from Maharaj, as we go further and deeper into the ontological aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, we will understand what he had actually come to give us. Srila Prabhupada had written many books. In his commentaries, he has explained and elaborated upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, not only to establish the Yuga Dharma, that is the religious principle for the age of Kali Yuga, but particularly in this incarnation, or rather the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Swayam Bhagavan, the fountainhead of all incarnations, he had come to give much more, which no other incarnation had given. And the wonderful thing in Prabhupada's commentary is he is able to attract conditioned souls who are so involved in material activities to know of a further higher taste than it at all exists. Most of the people, especially in the West, where the glittering external energy of Maya is extremely strong, and the illusory potency is very baffling. Therefore, for such living entities who have the rare opportunity of receiving a human body where only in this living entities in this form of life can inquire about the transcendence, Athata Brahmaji Kyasha, that there is something beyond Aham Nidra Bhaya Maitanamcha. And from these commentaries, it gives us a beautiful understanding of where our human consciousness, to what heights of ecstasy, to what heights of transcendental knowledge a human consciousness can expand to and embrace it and induct it into one's daily existence. He had a very difficult task, because for a realized Vaishnava, for a transcendental personality who, according to himself, would have his disciples read his commentary. So one of his disciples asked him, why do you want to hear your commentary read? And Prabhupada would say, I did not write. I was simply the instrument. Therefore the message that is there in his books is actually coming directly from the Supreme Lord, who wants to extend the attraction potency, his mercy potency, to everywhere. It was previously limited, let us say, for a long time to the land of Bharat. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophesy and the Guru Parampara, all the way to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who saw this vision across from his bhajan kutir, across the Jalangi, that both Indian and Western Vaishnavas were dancing together during Harinam. So all these prophecies are now gradually being fulfilled and unfolded, and we are the fortunate souls to see a part of it. And it is also a great fortune that Krishna always sends his representatives to remind us that we are living in an alien condition. This is not our permanent residence. Srila Prabhupada had inspired so many of us. And now that same inspiration we are receiving from our Maharaj. And we thank him that he is here, that even at this advanced age, he is taking this trouble to travel all over. That is, of course, the nature and character of a Vaishnava. Because seeing our wretched condition, he has come.
Thank you. Shyam Rani, two forwarding letters. Why? Two forwarding letters. Why your Prabhupada, out of mercy, came and what was his mission?
Firstly, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaraditana, Diksha Guru Padma, Nitya Lila Bhavishna, Vishnupada, Stokhara Siddhashi, Shriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaraditana, Diksha Guru Padma, Om Vishnupada, Sri Shriman Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about the purpose of our Srila Prabhupada's mission and what mercy he extended to us. Last year, in this very place, Holland, Srila Gurudev explained to all the assembled devotees the second pranam mantra of our Srila Prabhupada. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane. So he explained this Gaura Pracharane. What is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that our Srila Prabhupada brought to this world from the disciple succession? The same message that Srila Gurudev is bringing. He quoted three verses. What is Gaudapacharya, the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And this was also touched on by Shripad Sarabhavana Prabhu. Anarpija Chirin Sharad Karunayavatiyanam Kalo Samarpayatam Unat Ojavarasam Sobhakti Sriyam Hari Purita Sundaram Duti Kadamba Sandhi Pitaha Sada Vidaya Kandare Spurita Vas Sachinandanaha. Sri Sachinandan Gaura Hari came to give what no other incarnation or acharya ever gave before since the previous day of Brahma, some many, many trillions of years before, when who gave it before? The same Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came yesterday of Brahma's day. And what is that gift that he came to give? Samarpayatum. Arpayatum means he came to give. Unat ojvalarasam svabhakti sriyam. Unat ojvalarasam means the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna in Parakiya Bhava. But Swabhakti means his own bhakti, or Krishna's own bhakti, that is Srimati Radhika, is the personification of Krishna's bhakti. He came to not give that, but taste the love of Srimati Radhika. Krishna has three unfulfilled desires as Krishna. What is the nature of Srimati Radhika's love? What is the glory of that love that even I can't touch, I can't experience? What is the quality in me, the four qualities in me that I can't experience or taste in my own self? And what is the happiness that she feels that's 10,000 times more than my own happiness? So he couldn't taste these three things as Krishna, so he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu came to taste this and to give Sriyam, so Bhakti Sriyam, the treasure, the secret treasure within that Sri Bhakti, the glory or the treasure of Manjari Bhav, service to Srimati Radhika as a maidservant. The example is given of a bee. The bee sits on the flower and the stamen or the manjari is coming up from the flower. The flower is very steady, so the bee can stay there and drink the honey. But if it tries to sit on the stamen or the manjari, it flitters here and there. It won't allow the bee to sit. So the maidservant of Srimati Radhika, the glorious devotees in our line from Srila Rupa Goswami, beginning from him, they don't want a personal experience of relationship with Krishna. They want to serve Srimati Radhika in her relationship with Krishna and taste what she tastes, share in her taste. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this Unat Ujjalarasam Svabhakti Sriyam, this Parakiya Ras as a maidservant of Srimati Radhika. So this is one of the verses that Srila Gurudev quotes about our Srila Prabhupada coming to give the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second is Araja Bhagavan Vrajeshitanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam. This is a verse by Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. Our most worshipable deity is the son of Nanda Maharaj, that is Sri Krishna, and his dham, Vrindavan dham, is equally worshipable to Krishna. The love that was expressed and manufactured by the gopis is the highest goal of life, and the evidence of this is Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Krishna Prem, not Krishna, but Krishna Prem, is the ultimate goal of life, and this is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur says, I'm not interested in anybody else's opinion other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. So our Prabhupada came to give this. And he, even from 1966, Prabhupada was quoting this verse, the Raja Bhagavan Vrajeshitanayas, that our goal is to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. And he said in the beginning of his Chaitanya Charitamrita classes in April of 67, if you want to know what is bhakti, then you have to read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and understand the love of the gopis. Then the third verse that Gurudev quotes in relation to why our Srila Prabhupada came is the ocean in a jar given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Vidyasamu Shiksha. Beginning, Amnaya Praha Tatvam Harim Iha Paramam Savashaktim Rasabdim. That this is also the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he gave to the fortunate Jivas. That is Amnaya Praha, the evidence that is coming down in all the Vedic literatures and that have been accepted by our Guru Parampara, Brahma, through his line down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, down to Rupa Goswami, and his line of disciple succession, down to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Prabhupada Srila Gurudev, or Param Gurudev, and all those in our line. Those Vedic literatures, the evidence from the Vedic literatures that's accepted by our Guru Parampara, which has 9 principles, that Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth, he's the reservoir of all powers, all energies, he's the reservoir of all relationships, all living entities are coming from him, they're simultaneously one and different from him, this material world is simultaneously one and different from him, there are 2 kinds of jivas, conditioned and liberated, those who have forgotten Krishna. All jivas have come from the Tattva Shakti, the marginal point. Those who have remembered them are eternal servants of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan or surrounding areas. Those who have forgotten him and turned away have come to this world. But they have to have an opportunity to do sadhan. Sadhan bhakti is the means to the goal. Sadhan bhakti leading to pure bhakti is the means to the goal, and the goal is Krishna praying. These are the 3 verses that Srila Gurudev quoted regarding Srila Prabhupada's mission as the bringer of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopinanda.
Once in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, at the occasion of Sannyas Day of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I told same thing. There was a big gathering of ASKCON leaders. So many. And I told that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami had come for the same mission, to preach the same mission as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his follower Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. Not only to preach Kirtan, Nam Sankirtan here, there. No. It was external. But what was internal? Oh, the love and affection of Gopi to Krishna. This was. And he preached. Oh, they became very angry to me. Very angry. But I never compromise. What I told, it is true. I will tell you also here in my explanation. So, I want to tell you the object of the life. There may be so many various kinds of life, the goal of life. Maybe. But what is the real sadhyam sadhan? The goal and to attain that process to attain that goal. We should know. We see that in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavata, everywhere it has been told, Jivera Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, Krishna Rata Tassa Sakti Veda Bhir Prakas. Krishna Bholi Sehi Jeev Anadi Bahirmu Atayo Mayatare De Sansar Adi Dukh. By our transcendental, constitutional position, we are eternal servant of Krishna, or made servant of Krishna or Radhika. Whether you are upset or not upset, but the real thing is this. Because Brahma for his from his
intelligence.
He searched in Vedas and came to conclusion that without serving Krishna, without love and affection to Krishna, anyone cannot be happy. So everywhere it has been told that we are what?
Infinitesimal
part of Krishna. This is our real parichaya.
Identification.
But anyhow we have forgotten. And we are thinking that this body is in myself and the related things with this body are mine. And we are too much attached in this. And in this way, endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrows coming. And we are thinking in each birth, oh, this is our first and last, perhaps, birth. So, we should try to make money so much by foul means or any by hook and crook. This is our main thing. And if money will come like Ravan, like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, like Duryodhan, and all the demons think like this. Oh, we should try to take the same process to make money and to collect anyhow beautiful ladies and husbands, boyfriends. Now if we are thinking that by this sense gratification, we will be happy forever. But this is quite wrong, foolishness. A wise person cannot think like that. So, from millions of lives, birth, immemorial, We are in this chain, but there came no chance that we can come out from this trap. In each birth we think like sin. Oh, I should have sense gratification, nothing else. So Krishna is
causeless merciful.
His embodiment is mercy, causeless mercy. So he sees that they are not searching me. So I should search them. I should descend from Guru Vrindavan. Krishna is suffering. Though we are suffering, but we are thinking that we are so good. Like a dog, like a person taking so much
alcohol,
falling down in a drain of stool and urine, and thinking himself that, oh, I am monarch of all. And, washing his mouth is washed by
hot water
by dogs, giving and washing. But yet he is thinking, oh, I am happy, like a madman. So we are like this. So Krishna thought that, they cannot search me. That not this intelligence. So I should go myself in this world. Not only this world is alone, one, but millions of universe. And in millions of forms, Krishna descend there. Only to call them, come on, my dear daughters and sons. If you want to be happy, you should come. and serve me, and you will be happy forever. But even we are not giving any attention to his call, so he becomes very, very, very. And again, in so many manifestations, like Vamandev, Paradev, Nishinkadev, O Parshuram, Ram, Krishna, Baladev, even not satisfied, he comes in the form of O Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the beauty and intrinsic mood of Radhika and mercy also. Oh, going door to door. Oh, not one, he is satisfied still. He tells Haridas and Nityananda Prabhu. What?
Suna Nityananda.
Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas, and all Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and all tells what? Go door to door and beg something. Don't beg any cord or any
ingredients.
No money, nothing, no bread, even no clothes, garment, nothing. Only, oh, you should utter only one time, O Krishna. Krishna bolo, Krishna bhajo, kara Krishna shiksha. You should speak, you should utter Krishna. Whether there is Shraddha or not, no fact. You should utter. I will give you salvation. I will give you pure happiness of the life. Yatheshtam re bhrata kuru hari hari pana manisham tato sansaram bodhi taranadayo mai idam bahu spotai ratati ratayan jah pratigriham bhaje nityam. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu. I am telling you that you should once chant Krishna, and it will be my responsibility. I will take if you are not happy. I will go to millions of lives. I will be in hell. This is my responsibility. You should only chant, and you must be happy. And if you are not happy, I am responsible for that. But even, he was beaten by what?
Madhai.
By Jagai, Madhai, so many. You know, Ramchandra Khan. What he did? Why you cannot stay here? You should be in Goshala.
Kausar.
Not here. And he insulted him. And what became? With his whole dynasty he was finished in a moment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his form came, and he is all associates, Radha Pandit, Srivas Pandit, Advaita Acharya, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all Mukund and so many, how I can count them. Oh, he told that, go everywhere and tell this mission. And they began to go everywhere. So, they have inspired me also. They inspired Swamiji also. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And he came only for this purpose. Not to make any money. Never. So they inspired also me, my Gurudev and Swamiji, especially inspired. You know that I was very fortunate that Swamiji gave me so many services, his lost service. You know, what service lost? Giving samadhi. And he took my word that you should kindly save my disciples. I could not train them. You must help them. I told that I should. I must do it. And for that is why I am coming. I was fully satisfied in Vrindavan and Mathura. In Mathura, in Dwarka and Nodi, I was fully satisfied doing bhajan. Especially in Vrindavan, in the lotus feet of Govardhan Giriraj. And in Bansi Bhat, Bhandi Bhat, I was too satisfied. I don't know why they inspired to come me in. So, I don't know why they inspired me. A quite like foolish person, not learned, not went to college or have any degree, but yet all are hearing and listening. So I have come for this. Only this is the object that I do. And you should listen and try to follow. Those who have become some weak, lack of good association, again you should return back without delay. And from today you should begin to chant and to have a strong belief in this process of bhakti yoga. Otherwise, never, never, never and never gatir nasti. Harir naam, harir naam, again harir naam, eva kevala. Kalau nasteva, and again nas, and again three times. No gati. No happiness. You will have to suffer. So I have come to remind you these things. You should know the goal of life. This world is full of misery. And in this sense gratification in which we are involved totally, you should try to give up. Only for anyhow maintenance your life you should work. Only to maintenance. Not do more than that. Otherwise you'll be entangled in Maya. So only for your maintenance. Oh, lakhs and lakhs. Bus. You have tested this. Sense gratifications. Sometimes you became hawks and pigs and what? Dogs and dog beach.
Donkeys.
Donkeys. You are one beacon. But you are thinking, oh, I think that they are more better in sense gratification than you. Than you all. So, you should try to be somewhat detached from them. Only maintain your life, whether you are grihastha or sannyasi or brahmachari or any.
Banprastha.
If you are grihastha, no harm. But like Pandavas, like Sivas Pandit, like others, follow them. Most of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were like householders, no home. To be with a wife, to be with only one husband, oh, this is also like a brahmacharyam. Be like that, no home. And if you are sannyasi, oh, very, very good. Brahmachari, sannyasi, vanaprastha. Oh, more good and more good. You should think that I am not brahmachari, not sannyasi, not vanaprasthi. Not, I am Brahman.
Not Kshatriya.
Kshatriya Vaishya Sudra. Only Gopir Bhartu Padakamalyor Das Dasan Dasa. Only this. Remember this always. So this is our main goal of our life. Anyhow, to remind that we are part and parcel of an eternal servant of Radha Krishna Kanjugal or Nityananda Prabhu Chaitanya. For this mission, oh, Radha Krishna sometimes They come in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is all associates. Like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, all comes in a male form. All top to bottom. Some come in female form, but mostly they come in male form, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told all these things very clearly. Especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the dialogue of Raya Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the bank of Godavari, it has explained also in velvet process. I think that even in Srimad Bhagavatam and Puran it has been not explained like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has produced. And from where he took? From where? Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. But Raghunath Das Goswami from here? Where? Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially from Rupa and Sanatana. So we are very lucky to come in this line. First you should understand. Krishna himself. In Srimad Bhagavat too, it has been told. First our goal. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in fourth chapter. Oh, very clearly. And in Srimad Bhagavatam. First they told our sadhya. Aim and object of our life. Nigama kalpataror galitang phalam sukumukha damrita davasan yutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam bohuraho rasika bhuvivaka. First 10th canto and then 11th canto, the process. Object should be first. We should decide first object and then in what process we can have attend these, this should be told later on. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told. What has been told? Prem nam pracharite ei avatar. Satya ye hetu kintu yuho bahya bahiranga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach name and prema. It is true, but this is not prominent, this is secondary. This is secondary. Always bring Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is in fourth chapter, Adi. Yo Bhairanga, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached everywhere, name, Nagar Sankirtan, you know? And what did your Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, you know? But this was secondary. Mayabadi can chant Hari name, no harm. Bodhat can chant. Ignorant person, they can also chant. Nagar Sankirtan they can do. At the time of Swamiji, so many renowned persons, they used to preach everyone Nagar Sankirtan, beast to do beauty in books. But why they fall down? Why? What are the reason? This was not actual process. What is the process? There should be some love and affection. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and preached Nagar Sankirtan with love. To elephants, mad elephants, camels, or bears.
Lion, tiger.
Those came in his sight. Sight is okay? Sight. All began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Hare. but with love and affection. Now I think that so many disciples of Swamiji, even you all, do Nagar Sankirtan. No? But why you become weak? So try to be always in association of high class of Vaishnava. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Shastrika. Lo Matra Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Shastrika. Always remember. Only name you will not do. Name is everything. The embodiment of Radha and Krishna. But yet, if it is uttered in Sadhu Sangha, then good fruit will come. Otherwise, no. Association. Whether this association is far away or near, no harm. You should see that, oh, though your Guru Swamiji, my Gurudev, now they have been gone to Aprakat Leela, but still everywhere they are, like Krishna. Everywhere there. All time they will be. They are what?
Eternal.
And everywhere. So Guru like this. We should realize these things. So, if there is no association, your chanting will not save you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, that be in high class of association and chant and remember and do his services. And then he is telling, Swayam Bhagavanir karma nahi bhar haran, sthiti karta Vishnu karen jagat palan. Krishna, Brajendanandan, Shyam Sundar, Jasodanandan, he never kills anyone. Never. He never killed Putana, Agasur, Bagasur, Kansa, never. Who killed? Oh, Vishnu. How? Oh, he was here in the heart of Krishna. They do like that. Sthiti karta. Oh, creator, creation. And to protect this universe and to kill demons. This is not function of Krishna. That is why he does all by Vishnu. Premaras nijas karite asvadan. Rag marg bhakti loke karite. What is the meaning? And purport of Swamiji. Try to hear very attentively. Only 1 hour I may take daily. But take seriously. Don't sleep. Don't sit idle like this. Oh. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste
the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus, he is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all. Then his purport. During the period of Lord Krishna's appearance, the killing of asuras or non-believers, such as Kamsa and Jarasandha, was done by Vishnu, who was in the person or body of Sri Krishna. Such apparent killing by Lord Krishna was a matter of course, as an incidental activity. But the real purpose of Lord Krishna's appearance was to stage a dramatic performance of his transcendental pastimes in Brajabhumi, thus exhibiting the highest limit of transcendental mellow in the exchange of reciprocal love between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. These reciprocal exchanges of mellows are called Radha Bhakti, or devotional service to the Lord in transcendental rapture. Lord Sri Krishna wants to make known to all the conditioned souls that he is more attracted to Radha Bhakti than Vaidhi Bhakti, or devotional service under scheduled regulations. It is said in the Vedas, Raso Vai Saha, the absolute truth is the reservoir for all kinds of reciprocal exchanges of loving sentiments. He is also causelessly merciful, and he wants to bestow upon us this privilege of Radha Bhakti. Thus he appeared as his own internal energy. He was not forced to appear by any extraneous force.
Some accuses me, especially the leaders of ISKCON, that why you are preaching Radhe, 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 Jai Sri Radhe. And why you doing so? It is against the principles of Swamiji. Our Guru has never told like this. And you prefer glorification doing of Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. Why you are telling all these things? Oh, we know that they are quite ignorant. Bhakti never can be stopped at a place. It is like a stream. Where in the beginning a river is, he cannot be stopped there. Ganges came from Himalayan Mansarovar and he reached to ocean. Anyone cannot stop. Anyhow, if they are blocking her way, or anyhow,
another way.
She will discover another way and she will come. And if you are disturbing, then flood will come and destroy everywhere. So bhakti is like, it cannot be stopped. If anyhow it stopped, then it is like a what?
Contaminated, dirty, polluted
anything. So bhakti is like a current. It begins from Shraddha, and very soon, gradually, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Rati, Prem, Sneh, Man, Prane, it will go. But if anyone should mettle that, bhakti should be always in Shraddha state, not more than that. Or Prabhupada trained us only this, that you should be there. Don't take the name of Radha or any gopis or anything else. This is like a nonsense thing. Why they want to stop bhakti? A person who was 25 years before, he was practicing bhakti yoga. We want that he should
advanced gradually.
He should not be in the same place where he began. But they want. This is, what is this? Foolishness only.
Foolishness, ignorance. Mm.
So, I want that we should gradually develop our Krishna consciousness. Not that we are doing archan, or like this, or always doing archan and archan. We'll have to follow the idea of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or all previous acharyas will have to. Otherwise our bhakti will be stagnant. So, how merciful is Krishna? He took the intrinsic mood of Radhika and collar, beauty, golden collar of Krishna. Radhika. And he descended in the form of Sachidananda. When he came at the time of sun eucalyptus, solar
eclipse.
Lunar. Whole world was that in India at the time of that time. Oh, they take bath of Ganges and Haribol. Always. And in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And how many sweet pastimes of his boyhood he do it? Gradually he developed. He used to play with also girls and joking, oh, you have come to worship Ganges? I'm husband of Ganges. Give me that fruit and
Sandesh, sweet.
Sandesh and
banana,
everything to me. Otherwise, if you are not giving,
if you give, then I benedict you.
I will give some course that you will be the wife of
seven co-wife. You will be seven co-wife. Yes,
co-wife. And very looking black and highly. Teeth outside. And very quarrelsome. Always ready to beat you from the broom. And they will clear your
back
with broom. So they used to give to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In very early age of his life, he defeated Keshav Kashmiri. When he was like a student of grammar, Sanskrit grammar, and he defeated. Oh, he went to Gaya for the Shraddha, but his father in Gaya. And fortunately he met with his guru, Ishwar Puripa, who was always observed in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Ai Dina Dayadranath Mathura Nath Kadavalokasi Hridayam Tada Alok Kataram Brahmet Kim Karam. O Krishna, where? If you are not coming and giving darshan, my heart will be collapsed. Come on, very soon. हे देव हे दैत हे भुवनैक बंधो हे कृष्ण हे चपल हे करुणैक कृष्ण हे नाथ हे रमण हे नयनातिराम हा हा प्रदान
इतसी भवितासी पदम तिसर में
ओ कृष्ण व्हाई यू लेफ्ट वृंदावन एंड यू वेंट टू वृंदावन ऑल द गोपीज ऑल द लिविंग बीइंग्स ऑफ वृंदावन. All are dead. Peacocks not dancing now. Oh, kokila. Peacocks.
Cuckoo birds.
Not singing. Oh, the calves of cows not taking milk from the udder
of their mother.
Their mothers. Cows not grazing. All are dying without it. Oh, Jamuna is In Jamuna, there is a big flood. Why? From the tears of all the gopis and Brajavasis. If you are not coming, all will die. Only the words for unko santana dene ke liye.
Consoling.
Oh, this they will not do. You should come. You should come. And weeping bitterly. Hey Nath, hey Raman,
Prest,
Kwasi, Kwasi Mahabhuja, Dasyaste, Kripanaya,
Sakhe,
oh Krishna, you say, oh like gopis, Radhika and Harsha. Oh Krishna, where you are? Why you left us? We will die at once. You cannot see if you are making some late. We'll all die. And then if you will come, then you will be, and it may be that you can give up your body. And that is why that fear, oh, we are not going to die. Anyhow, keeping our life. So, very, very pathetic stage was there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this, always weeping. When he went to Gaya and returned back, he was not Nayunimai Pandit. Vyakaran Puthi was?
Titan.
Titan,
Titan
rope. With rope. He told that, I cannot teach you. Everywhere I see all the letters, all the vowel consonants, all the sandhi, samash, anuswar, visarga, I sing like Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So what can I teach you? Oh, then all the students began to tell, we cannot go to other teachers. We want to follow you. Then come with me, and Nagar Sankirtan should be produced. Hari Hare Nama Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did or never chant this. We chant, followers. But he used only six lines. Hari Hare Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Gopal Govindaram Srimadusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madan Mohan Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram. Oh, these six lines only. And he used to sing and dance. Oh, Hari Bol, like this. And then, soon after this, he left his father, mother, old, newly married,
Vishnupriya
Devi. He left all his dears
near and dear.
And went to Katwa Nagari and took sannyas. Very,
curly hair.
Dear, his crooked.
Curly hair.
Curly hairs, even. And he left off. But Nityananda Prabhu, by trick, anyhow, he took Mahaprabhu to Advaita
Bhavan
Shantipur. Again he met his wife, mother. Raghunath Das Goswami was there for very teenager. And from there, anyhow he came to Jagannath. After 1 year perhaps, he wanted to come to Vrindavan. But from midway meeting Sanatan Prabhu and Rupa Goswami, he returned back
from Ramkirigram
because it was not good to be with 1,000 devotees going to Vrindavan. No. Because mind will be disturbed. not process, because Sanatana Goswami or told him, this is not the process to go to Vrindavan with 1,000 of devotees, always engaged in managing. Oh, how you can chant, weeping, rolling down on the earth? So you should go alone, return back. And then he went to South India. Oh, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, maha big Mayavadi, teacher of Mayavad. Oh, by the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became a high class of
devotee.
He was turned, and he turned in such a way that even in the morning, very morning at about 4, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him Mahaprasadam. At once, without washing his mouth and anything, he came from sleeping. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to taste, and he took at once at that Mahaprasad. And he told that if you are going to South India, oh, you must meet one person, Roy Ramanand. Outwardly he looks like
materialistic person.
Material. What? Like a king. Very powerful. But you should know that this is his external. Internally he is so rasik and tattvajna Vaishnava. You must meet him. And then he went through many. First he went to Ramanuja Khanegi Chilo.
Srirangam.
Kurmasthali. And he met with a leprous person. And he embraced. And once quickly he became how? Beautiful more than demigods. And weeping, what you did, Prabhu? I was better when I was leprous. Now I will see myself. How beautiful. Then it may be that I will want any lady or anything. So much wealth and reputation. Mahaprabhu told him, don't worry for this. And then he went to Godavari, on the bank of Godavari, where Raya Ramananda was Viceroy or governor of that province, the representative of Pratap Rudra Maharaj. What he was doing? In the morning, when sun was coming in red way, no?
Just rising,
very red. The water of the Godavari was looking all reddish everywhere, and the sky was also colored with red color. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath, and he was sitting and he was remembering. What he was remembering? Oh, where is Radhika? Where meditating? Yes? At that time he was in this. Mahaprabhu has so many moods. Bhakta mood, Krishna mood, Radhika mood, Manjari mood, sometimes Vishakha, sometimes of Lalita, so many, not confined in any. Then Raya Ramanand was coming to take bath with thousands of Brahmins. And they were reciting what?
Vedic mantra.
Vedic mantra. Like? Thank you. So all Brahmins were reciting these mantras. and drum was beaten. And he was coming in Palanquin. He took bow. And at this same time he saw a Bal Sanyasi. He was like sun, rays were coming outside. Oh, very beautiful, golden collar, in golden, what? Bahirbash.
Pink collar.
And he was at once attracted, and giving up all the association of, he left all the Brahmins, oh wait, I'm coming soon. And he came. Oh, seeing this, Mahaprabhu looked upon his face, and he also. He told, very humbly, are you Ramananda, Raya Ramananda? Oh yes, I'm so wretched,
Raya.
Being a king, how humble, you should try to be humble like them. He was so learned, Rashik Vaishnav, very high class. And internally he was Vishakha. But even how polite and how humble was he. So we should take some lessons from them. And then Mahaprabhu stood up and embraced. And he became senseless, and he also became senseless. And Krishna, Krishna, they went. After some time, when they became some?
Came in sense again.
Sense. Mahaprabhu told, I have come to you, and Sar Bhambhat Acharya has directed me to meet with you. And that is why I have come. I want to know something from you. He told that if you have come, I think that you are himself Krishna. So if you have come to sprinkle your mercy to me, why one day? So many days you can be here. Oh, I will wait in the evening. You should come evening and we will discuss something. Then he returned back. And then what will happen? Gaur Premana. Next day. We will begin. This is the what?
Platform
or beginning, two words like preface of the dialogue of Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. You should hear very patiently and try to follow. And this will be what? Presentation to me. Only this, if you are hearing. Gaur Premana. Can you do one kirtan? You should.
Thus ends the class. In Holland, on the 25th of June, 2002, in the evening, Hare Krishna.